that's going to do it for a Friday afternoon of Brandy New Music Day. This is Bailey here, kissing both lips simultaneously. Don't miss Jeffrey's Journey at 4:05. He'll come out with two fig leaves and a tangerine. The inflatable one will entertain you, and I'll see you tonight at the all-new Top Ticklish 20 Countdown at 7:30 on the Fun Dialer. And remember, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Yakota Teen Center, me and the entire Fun Dial staff will blow your mind. Be there. Bye.
Serving American forces overseas, this is the Far East Network.
Music Motion blasts off every Saturday morning at 11:05 on the Teen Scene Discotheque with those lovely Miss Teen Scene. The latest and the greatest, and memory makers too. And all of it for you. So don't you miss it. The Teen Scene Discotheque every Saturday morning at 11:05.
8:10 on your dial, Far East Network. Tokyo.
4 o'clock.
Far East Network News on the hour.
This is Army Staff Sergeant Monty Jones, FEN News. The newly formed National Operations Council has taken over the government of Malaysia. A new, reportedly all-Malay cabinet is to be announced later. Sources say the Deputy Prime Minister, as Director of Operations, is in executive control of the new government. A powerful gas explosion early this morning collapsed a coal mine near the center of the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. 17 men were trapped inside. Some 10 hours after the blast, rescue workers had recovered the bodies of 13 miners. Company officials believe the explosion was caused by leakage of gas from a hole in the pit. Reports say it marks the second major mine accident to occur in Hokkaido in the past 2 months and the sixth since January of last year. No accidents reported during the last 12 months of last year. At least 28 men were working in the pit when the explosion occurred. The Japanese Minister of International Trade and Industry said he had dispatched his representatives to the disaster site to determine whether the company was at fault on security measures for its workers. South Vietnamese President Thieu and U.S. Secretary of State William P. Rogers conferred for more than 2 hours today on political, economic, and military matters, including the increasing ability of South Vietnamese forces to take over more combat responsibilities. Following the lengthy session at the presidential palace, Rogers and a number of other high-ranking American officials were guests of Thieu at a luncheon. The 8th U.S. Army reports that two U.S. 2nd Infantry Division soldiers were wounded in a brief firefight at about 10:30 Japanese time last night. The incident was reportedly initiated by a North Korean intruder on Korea's Western Front. Reports say one of the soldiers, an American, was slightly wounded. The other man, a South Korean soldier assigned to the U.S. division under the U.N. command, sustained serious injuries.